We are joined in the studio by Zubair Anjum. He is project director at Al Sakal Avenue. Good afternoon to you once again, Zubair.
Good afternoon.
Really exciting times, I think, and sort of watching this space just grow and expand continuously. And of course, you're now just giving us the details about the next expansion, phase two, as you call it, which is going to be, in fact, doubling the existing space. It's absolutely quite, it's quite incredible. A couple of years it's going to take. You're still accepting submissions. And is it going to be a sort of, is it just all going to open at one time, or will people be moving in as and when the various different spaces are completed?
I think what we'd like to do is, as the time, as we get closer to, I think, 2014 and the completion of the project itself, ideally, we would like to release all of the spaces to all the prospective tenants and let them take over and begin their fit-outs and preparations, etc. And then hopefully open phase two to the public in one go.
Oh, I
That's
see.
The idea.
So a grand opening kind of thing.
Yeah, the idea is to have a grand opening. And the reason for that really is, I think, to avoid a lot of the construction work that goes into actually developing these spaces, because I think taking a warehouse is very different from taking over an office or an apartment or a villa. There's actually a lot required to develop your warehouse, to create your space in the way that you want to do it. And that's something that we're very keen on, and we've always supported our tenants, and we're trying to help them through this process. It can be a difficult process. It does take time and awareness of the procedures here in Dubai as well. So this is something that we do take part in, and we support them. But I think coming back to what we mentioned earlier on about startups is that I think it's very, very important. There needs to be that environment, and and that's what we're essentially trying to do, is create those spaces for many, many businesses. And we've had some amazing people approach us already. Just recently I spoke to a young lady who's based here in Dubai now, and she's an expat from Europe, and she has this incredible idea regarding organic juices.
Oh, wow.
And it's ideas like that that we absolutely love, ideas that are based upon passion. That's what Al Sakal Avenue is all about. It's all about passion. It's all about the community. So anybody who really, I think this idea actually comes from the family, the Al Sakal family themselves, because the very first time that I met Mr. Abdelmonim bin Issa Al Sakal, one of the things that he actually mentioned to me, which has stayed with me ever since, is that he said to me, when you do something, he said, it should bring some sort of benefit to the community or to society as a whole. And the family has been involved in some incredible things, such as, for example, the setup of the Diwa here in the UAE and in Oman and various other countries as well, Etisalat and quite a few other large companies here. So we believe that Al Sakal Avenue does bring a benefit to the community and the whole of the UAE as well. And that's why we feel it's very important to actually go through this process of meeting prospective tenants, understanding what it is they want to do, and to make sure that it does actually bring a benefit to Al Sakal Avenue itself, to its tenants, to some of the other tenants, and to the community as a whole as well.
Well, it certainly has done to date. So, and I know there's probably so much more. There are so many ideas out there. I'm meeting people all the time, and I think it's fantastic, as we talked briefly earlier about the possibility of smaller companies who won't have as much budget to put into it, rent, they're being encouraged to join as well. And I mean, are they going to be, so you're just going to get it's like a shell and core, and it's up to you to renovate and to do what you want with the inside?
That's right. I think with phase two, what we are trying to do is essentially develop what we call warehouses 2.0. And what that means is that from the existing phase, we've learnt a lot of things. We've actually realized how we can make very, very simple improvements to make the warehouses a little bit more energy efficient when it comes to cooling, fire safety and health and safety in general. So far, alhamdulillah, we've never actually had an incident or a fire at Al Sakal Avenue. And one of the reasons is again, because we work very closely with the tenants through their fit-out process to ensure that everything is done is completed in compliance with the authorities' regulations.
Right. Right. And they rent them for a long term? Is it long? They're usually long term leases?
It is. And one of the reasons is, again, is that the rent is very, very stable in Al Sakal Avenue. This is something that we've actually worked on as Al Sakal ourselves. We felt that for someone to come into Al Sakal Avenue, they need to make a sizable investment, because they have to do a fit out, they have to establish their business, their name, etc. So for them to really be able to do that, they need to know that the rent is going to be stable, it's not going to increase in the foreseeable future. And I think that's very, very important. And again, the Al Sakal family has been fantastic, and they've supported this in a huge way. And we've been able to keep the rents down and keep it stable and support all of our tenants.
But an interesting text come through from one of our listeners, no name on there, but saying, I'm very cheeky, I know, but I'm an artist, so I can get away with it. Oh, okay. they say, do you charge people for space, or do you also have a sponsorship program?
Okay, that's a great question. We've had a lot of requests lately, especially since our whole DXB event. There's been a lot of requests for events and to use various spaces in Ulster Carle Avenue. Generally speaking, some of the events that have taken place in the last 12 to 18 months has been in collaboration with some of our tenants. So we do encourage people to contact some of the tenants, some of the galleries and some of the creatives, and to work with them if they want to host an event. What we are currently working on for the immediate, for the near future, is that we are trying to develop a smaller space that we can actually rent out for events and possibly support up-and-coming emerging young artists, because not every artist can actually get their work on display or exhibited in a gallery. So what we'd like to try and do is possibly provide a space, I think, in support, in the sense that it could be free of charge, there could be a collaboration, there could be something there, and just basically allow artists to display their work and to collaborate with other people and work with other people. What we do also have is, it's away from Ulster Carle Avenue, is Heritage House, which is in the Buster Quay area.
Oh, yes.
Which is supported by the family. And this is a fantastic space. It's a beautiful place. Buster Quay is a great area.
We had the gentleman on, I forget his name now, who runs the house, I think. I can't remember his name. He came on a while ago,
Okay, and so the idea again is that that space is there to really support people if they want to hold an event, if they want to do something. Again, we'll help you. And the example, the current example I can give you is what is an event that we have on the 28th of May, which will be held at Ulster Carle Avenue.
Is this the Conversations?
Conversations by Ulster Carle Avenue. And the idea behind this really... The idea behind this is that we were approached by Emirates MBD. They wanted to host an event to support Munzel School in Sharjah, which is a school for children with special needs. I went to the Munzel School myself. It's absolutely fantastic. It's wonderful, the work that they're doing with the children there. The work really is focused around developing skills in the children so they actually can go out in society and become self-sufficient. So sometimes it could be something as basic as understanding the signs for washrooms in a mall. So it could be something as simple as that, but it makes a huge difference to these children. So once this idea came up, we decided that we wanted to be involved and try and help in any way we could. And what we've done is that we've actually arranged for this art auction and event to take place in Ulster Carle Avenue on the 28th of May.
Okay.
Mr. Ramin Salsali has been very, very kind to actually offer his space, which is warehouse number 14, the Salsali Private Museum. So this is a collaboration, not just between Ulster Carle Avenue and the Ulster Carle family and Emirates MBD, but this is a collaboration with a lot of our tenants in Ulster Carle Avenue. So IAM Gallery has stepped forward and they're helping us with the auction process. Portfolio Gallery has come forward and helped us with actually setting up the space and putting up logos and all sorts of different things as well. DDB, the advertising agency, has been involved and actually designed the advert and the invitation and the catalogue and various other things for us. So this is an example of how at Ulster Carle Avenue we like to involve as many people as possible. And when we say involve and collaborate, that means that we like to promote everybody who's involved.
Well, I can see all their logos and everything you've kind of, which is nice, and all the flyers you've actually, it's like as a thank you to them, isn't it, for being part of it.
And I think that's something that's very important, because unfortunately I've seen a lot of events take place here in Dubai and a lot of people have been involved, but they haven't really been promoted for the contribution that they've made. And this is why we just wanted to show people as an example that when you host a charity event, this is one of the ways that you can do it. You can involve lots and lots of people. And the idea, again, is simply to raise as much money as possible for the school and also awareness as well about the work that they do, because we feel it's very, very important for the community.
And this is a silent auction, did you say?
It will be, yes.
And can how do you go down? Can you just go down and view? Can anyone bid?
The actual exhibition will be starting on the 22nd of May.
Right.
And will end on the 5th
day
of June.
Day after tomorrow.
Yes, and the auction itself will take place on the 28th, which
tomorrow,
is next Monday.
Okay.
For more information, you can visit our website, which is www.ulstercarleavenue.com.
Wonderful.
You'll find us on Facebook, again, Ulster Carle Avenue, or you can simply send us an email at info@ulstercarleavenue.com.